please do take advantage of SciSpies. This book is awesome. You can get it at bookstores or call the Power Hour and order it. But SciSpies is going to literally enrich, though, your background, whether you believe or not. It's interesting to see what is being conducted with this by NASA, etc., and the U.S. military, and a lot of really good documentation. So get SciSpies from the Power Hour. Our guest today is Jim Mars. The phone lines are really filled up, and I'm going to go to Jim and ask him. Jim, is there anything you'd like to add before we move back to the callers?
Well, I would like to add a warning that I was given by the SciSpies, and this kind of fits into what we're talking about the good or the evil or of the devil, and that has to do with the difference between remote viewing, where you only go out mentally and you sense things, you intuit things, you see things, and channeling, where you open yourself up to any entity that might want to come in. And as Linda said, you know, the deception's a big part of it. If you want to go out and remote view Jesus, for example, then you might be able to do that. If you want to channel Jesus, then you have to be careful, because some bad entity may come along and tell you, oh, I'm Jesus, and here's what it's all about.
Oh,
uh-huh. So you have to be very careful about it. But the difference is opening yourself up, or simply going out and in total control of yourself and looking at things throughout the universe.
The funny thing is, they talk in the Bible about speaking in tongues. They talk about how the Holy Spirit came to so-and-so.
Right.
I mean, so it goes both ways, you know. I mean, when a spirit comes to an individual, I mean, Isaiah was a great prophet. I mean, Daniel was a great prophet. All these people had visions, and they had spirits come to them. So, I mean, is all this talk about you know, visions and spirits, is it all evil, all of Satan? I mean, if that's true, then you have to negate all of the the stuff that's in the Bible, you know?
That's,
I mean,
right. You gotta wipe out most of the saints.
Yeah, exactly. I just want to make that point, you know, because some folks are very close-minded about this. That's it, you know? I mean, you can't talk about spirits, you can't talk about this, because they're all Satan, you know? But that's, I don't believe that to be true.
And remember, if you want to put someone onto this program to listen tonight, go to 3215 from 9 to midnight. You can listen to the replay of the Power Hour on 3215, or tomorrow, today and tomorrow, you can listen all day long to the constant replay of this program at gcnlive.com. Click on demand, and you can hear Jim Mars many, many times. Let's go to Tim in Missouri. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. I heard you talking earlier about the remote viewing, somebody going back to a battle of medieval times.
Uh-huh.
I have always wondered, is there any way they could go back to, like, say, the Battle of Gettysburg and change the outcome, which would, you know, allow the wrong side to win the war?
What
that
mean?
Was our second revolution.
Right.
It was not over slavery, like so many people have been brainwashed and
believing.
Well,
wait a minute. You say allow the wrong side to win the war. I think the wrong side did win the war.
Oh, boy. That's not
Can of worms.
But hey, let me explain this. Yes, a remote viewer.
You misunderstood me. You misunderstood me, sir. The wrong side did win the war.
That's what matters.
Right, there you go.
And that's what I'm saying.
No,
to answer
your question, yes, a good remote viewer can go back and view the Battle of Gettysburg. In fact, one of the most amazing remote viewing experiences that I've ever had to do with a remote viewer who went back to the Battle of Gettysburg. And you can go back and you watch it and you see it happen. But no, you cannot change it. It's in the past. It's already happened.